We are holding on Ayin Hey Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shtei Chatzeres Zulifnim Mizu. You have two Chatzeres, one further back than the other. So the outer one is open directly to Rosh Hashanah or to the Mavui or whatever, and then you have an inner one which is open to the outer one, and the only way that people get in and out from the inner one is by walking through the outer one. So irva pnimis v'lo irva chatzayna. If the inner one made an eruv for themselves within their chatzer, but the people in the outer chatzer did not, then the din is a pnimis muteres v'chatzayna asura. The people in the inner chatzer are allowed to carry in their chatzer because they made an eruv over there. The outer chatzer is not. Because they didn't make an eruv. That part seems obvious, but we're going to see in the Gemara, we're going to work out in the Gemara exactly what the scenario is over here. The other way around, if the outer one made an eruv and the inner one did not, shtei and asuris, then both of them are going to be osur on the grounds that this is so that we're going to be discussing now the concept which we've touched on before called regal ha'asura or regal ha'muteres. Here, what you have is when the people of the inner chotzer did not make an eruv of their own within their chotzer, what happens is they're called regal ha'asura bimkaima. They literally means the feet with the foot, which is also in their place, meaning in other words, they themselves are not allowed to carry in their chotzer. So even though the outer chotzer, even though the outer chotzer made an eruv, even though the outer chotzer did make an eruv, the fact that they have regal ha'asura, that they have people who are also to carry in their area in the inner chotzer, walking through their chotzer, makes the outer chotzer also as well. Then continue. Then we're gonna work out in the Gemara the details about that. Irva zula atzma vazula atzma. What happened if each one made their own individual eruv? So fine, zumu teres b'fnei atzma vazumu teres b'fnei atzma. Each one is allowed to carry in their area. Neither one is asu in the other. And this is what's called regal hamuteres b'mekayma. Here, what it is the people in the inner chotzer are mutter to carry in their chotzer because they made themselves an eruv. Therefore, the fact that they walk through the outer chotzer, even though the two chatzeres are not joined together with an eruv, even though the two chatzeres were in the middle of the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, even though So if the people in the inner chotzer made the eruv and the people in the outer one did not, or the other way around, the people in the inner, here we're talking about if each one of them made an eruv, the inner and the outer chotzer. Oh, hold on, Ali. If both the inner and the outer chotzer each made their own individual eruv, then the inner chotzer is called regal hamuteres b'mekayma. They're allowed to carry in their area. Therefore, they don't aser the outer chotzer by walking through it. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva oiser achitzayna. Rabbi Akiva says no. The outer one is going to be osu, even though they made separate eruvin for themselves, unless they make a joint eruv between the two chatzeres. Should drisas haregel oisarta, because Rabbi Akiva holds that the walking through asers, meaning Rabbi Akiva holds that even regel hamuteres makes the other one usher. As long as you have people walking, Rabbi Akiva is going to hold, as long as you have people walking through the outer chotzer who do not join in the outer chotzer's eruv, then they're going to usher by virtue of the fact that they're carrying through there, the fact that they're walking through there. Carrying, obviously, they can't carry from one chotzer to another because they didn't make an eruv between the two chotzeres. But Rabbi Akiva is saying just the fact that they're walking through is enough to usher if they didn't join in that chotzer's eruv. The Chachamim, meanwhile, it sounds like the Chachamim up until this point are saying that it is mutter. It sounds like the Chachamim up until this point are saying it is mutter for them. Well, I mean, that's what we said in the Mishnah so far. Is, for example, if they each made their own eruv, then they're each able to carry in their chotzer, and neither one asks the other. Rabbi Akiva, because the Chacham only held that there was a problem so far in the Mishnah if the inner chotzer did not make an eruv, which makes them regal ha'asura. So according to the Chachamim, in short, when does one chotzer ask the other? Only if they themselves are also to carry in their area, then they cause that to also spread to the other chotzer as well. But if they each made their own eruv, or if the inner one made an eruv, then there's no problem. And Risa said, regular Sarah, to the Chum say that walking through doesn't ask so the outer chotzer. So it sounds like the Chachamim are saying the same thing as before in the Mishnah. So we're gonna see in the Gemara what the various opinions are over here. Continues the Mishnah. So far we're talking about where the respective chatzeres did or didn't make an Eruv. In other words, if they made an Eruv, then as usual, everybody participated in it. What about, let's talk about now cases where one of them forgot. If one person in the outer chatzer forgot to join the outer chatzer's Eruv, then same thing. You don't have an Eruv in the outer one, unless of course he's Mevata Roshos. So then apnimis muteres v'achitzona asura. Then the inner one is going to be mutter to carry in their chotzer. The outer one is going to be also because they don't have an eruv. Min apnimis v'eruv. If one of the people who lives in the inner chotzer forgot to join in the eruv, shtei asuras. Then both of them are going to be also because then you have the same problem. You don't have an eruv in the inner one, and the regel hasura b'mekayma. Nobody now is allowed to carry in the inner one because this guy forgot, and unless he's mevata roshos, they don't have an eruv. So therefore, when they walk through the outer chotzer, they are going to be regal ha'asura b'mekoima, and therefore they're going to aser the outer chotzer as well. And continues the Mishnah, another case, nosnu eruvan b'makom echad, if they place their eruv in one place, and we'll see in the Gemara, one place refers to some place in the outer chotzer, one of the houses in the outer chotzer, the shochach echad, and one person forgot to join the eruv. So in other words, this last case, up until now, we've been talking about cases where each chotzer is making their own individual eruv. So the inner chotzer makes their eruv, or doesn't, as the case may be, or if they do, then one person forgot or whatever, and they put it in one of the inner, in one of the houses in the inner chotzer, and the same thing with the outer one. Now we're talking about where the two of them did decide to make a joint eruv, and if everything had been done right and everybody had remembered to join, then good, there'd be no problem. Everybody can carry in their chatzeres, and they can carry between one chatzer and the other. But in this case, they placed it in the outer chatzer. Somebody from the inner or the outer chatzer forgot to join in the eruv. Then shtein asuras. Then both of them are asur. Because the problem is, now here you can't say that the inner chotzer should be mutter on the grounds that, let's say it was somebody from the outer chotzer who forgot to join in the Eruv, the inner chotzer can't say, well, you know what, it's you guys' fault, you messed it up, so we're going to close the door between us and you for this Shabbos, we won't use your chotzer, but at least that'll allow us to carry in our chotzer. The problem is if they do that, they don't have an Eruv, because their Eruv is in one of the houses in the outer chotzer. Meanwhile, the outer chotzer, of course, can't carry because somebody in their chotzer forgot to join the eruv. So therefore, the result is that they're both aser. V'im hoyu shayachidim. But if the two chatzeres both belong to a yachid, so in the inner chotzer you only have one person, and the outer chotzer you also only have one person, then they don't need to make an Eruv in the first place. Because again, then you have the one who lives in the inner chotzer is regular muteres b'mekoima, because he's allowed to carry in his chotzer without an Eruv. There's nobody for him to make an Eruv with. So therefore, he doesn't aser the outer chotzer when he walks through it. Rabbi Akiva Pashtos would say that he does, as we had earlier in the Mishnah. But the Chachamim said that there's not a problem with it.
Why can't we say that we can close the door again? I missed what you said.
If each of them makes their own individual Eruv, then we could close the door. Then if necessary, we can close doors. And we're going to talk about that point in the Gemara. But if the Eruv food is located in the outer chotzer, and somebody from the outer chotzer forgot to join in the Eruv, then if we close the door and say the people in the inner chotzer are considered separate from the ones in the outer chotzer, well, then where is their Eruv? Their Eruv is in the outer chotzer. So therefore, they don't have an Eruv themselves. So that's not going to work. And therefore, the result of somebody in the outer chotzer forgetting to join in the Eruv is going to be that everybody in the inner chotzer also can't carry in their own chotzer. We touched on these points a few days ago. We were discussing various ins and outs of it. When we say that it does work, when not, we're also going to discuss in the Gemara. You have sometimes bitur reshus will be effective, sometimes it won't. Remember, we had the opinion of Shmuel before and Rava, who said ein bitur reshus mechatzer lechatzer, that if you live in one chatzer and you're mevatel reshus to the other chatzer, it doesn't help. So we're going to go through those points, and we're going to go through those kinds of points in the Gemara. So we'll see in the Gemara. Yeah, we'll figure out from there what can be done and what can't be done in these scenarios. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara starts off. Ki Oser Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yanai. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rav Yanai, Zu Divrei Rav Akiva. This, the whole first part of the Mishnah, is according to Rav Akiva. Where he says that even if people are mutter to carry in their chotzer, they still aser the outer chotzer when they walk through it because they didn't join in a joint eruv with them. So, for example, we have the case in the Mishnah that we have the case in the Mishnah where we're saying that the inner one made a chotzer and made an eruv and the outer one did not. We say the inner one is mutter to carry in their area. The chitzoner is aser. Why should the chitzoner be aser? So that would be according to Rabbi Akiva because they're asering even though they're mutter to carry in their area. Actually, a better example is the Mishnah said the other way around. If you have the outer one made an Eruv and the inner one, we said both did not make an Eruv. We said both of them are Osir. So Rav Dimi tells us that's only according to Rav Akiva. But the Chachamim are saying, just like if a person is mutter to carry in their area, they don't aser the other area when they walk through it. Kach regal hasura in Aseres. They say the same thing is true of a regal hasura. Sure, in that case, the people of the inner chotzer are not allowed to carry in their chotzer because they didn't make an eruv. The Chachamim would say, says Rav Dimi, that doesn't prevent the outer chotzer's eruv from being effective. So in that case, the inner chotzer didn't make an eruv, the outer one did. Rav Dimi says the Chachamim would disagree with what it says in our Mishnah. They would say that actually the inner one fine is also because they don't have an eruv, but the outer one would actually be mutter. You have regal asura walking through. They don't care about regal asura. Here we're talking about where each one has their own individual. Well, in this case, the inner one didn't make an eruv at all, so there's nothing to talk about. The outer one's eruv is in their chotzer. The only concern is that the people on the inside did not make an eruv. So if we say regal ha'asura oiseres, then it would mean they themselves are not allowed to carry in their chotzer, and the fact that they're walking through the other chotzer is enough to aser the other one as well. Rav Dimi wants us to know that that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. According to the Chachamim, it wouldn't matter. The outer chotzer has a valid eruv of their own, then we don't care the fact that there are people who are also walking through there. A goy is something else. A goy walking through doesn't make it also. It's a goy living there that creates a problem. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to go through a series of challenges to Rav Dimi. We're going to go through the various parts of our Mishnah and see whether that can be upheld, that we would say the whole first part of the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Akiva, and only then the Chachamim disagree. Tnan. No. Rav Dimi can't argue on the Mishnah, but he's the Chachamim are Tanoim. They can argue. They can argue against it. Yeah. So the Gemara says Tnan. Let's look at our Mishnah. We had a case Eruv Chitzona v'Leipnimis. We said if the outer one made an Eruv and the inner one did not, Shtei and Asuris, we're saying both of them are Asur. The question is Mani. Fine, which of the Tanoim would that be like? Ilema Rebbe Akiva, if you're going to say it's according to Rebbe Akiva, my Iria Regal Asura, then according to Rebbe Akiva, we see clearly in the Mishnah that Rebbe Akiva says even Regal Hamuteres Asurs, if they don't make a joint Eruv. So why bother mentioning the case? Why would the Mishnah bother mentioning the case where the outer one made an where the outer one made an eruv and the inner one did not? Afilu regal muteres nami. He would say the same thing if it was mutter. So according to him, the Mishnah, if that part of the Mishnah was according to Rabbi Akiva, then it could have presented the case. Each one made their own individual eruv, and yet the outer one is also to carry because they didn't make a joint eruv, because the inner one is regal hamuteres and it still asers because they didn't join in the eruv. We're talking about the inner chotzer is walking through the outer chotzer. Rabbi Akiva holds it doesn't matter whether it's regal ha'asura or regal ha'muteres. Either way, If you're not joined in that in the outer chotzer's eruv, then no good. You aser it to them. So the Mishnah could have presented the case. Each of them made their own eruv. Each of them has their eruv food in their own chotzer. Everything's kosher v'yosher. And Rabbi Akiva still says it's no good because they didn't join together. Ela lav rabbanon. So evidently, that case in the Mishnah must necessarily be according to the Rabbanan. So then, in that case, it shows that the Rabbanan. So in that case, what are you telling me that the whole first part of the Mishnah is according to the Bakiva? At least that din has to be according to the Rabbanan. It can't be. Rashi explains we can't say that it's according to the Bakiva and just okay. The fact is, it's true according to the Bakiva. If the inner one didn't make an eruv, then they are asking. We know that from later in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah could have instead presented a case which has a greater chiddush to it, where even though each one made their own eruv, because they didn't join, therefore it's going to be also. Ela lav rabbanon. So therefore, evidently, that case has to be according to the rabbanon. The Gemara says, no, la'olam Rav Akiva. No, Rav Dimi could answer, that part is according to Rav Akiva. V'loi zu af zu katani. You're right, the Mishnah, that particular case in the Mishnah, there's not as much of a chiddush. The Mishnah first presents the more obvious case and then the less obvious one. The Mishnah often does that. So therefore, first it mentions the case then when the inner chotzer didn't make an eruv, which is less of a chiddush. Obviously, the fact that the regal ha'asura is more reason to aser. And then later on, we talk about even if they did make an eruv, but the fact that they didn't make a joint eruv is enough to aser it. Okay. Tnan, let's look at the next part of the Mishnah. Irva zula atzma bazula atzma. We said if each one made their own individual eruv, zumu teres b'fnei atzma bazumu teres b'fnei atzma, each one is allowed to carry in their chotzer. Well, that's what we have to figure out. This is a different case. Anyway, this is each one of them made their own individual Eruv. Before we had one or the other didn't make an Eruv. The inner Chotzer didn't make an Eruv, or the outer one didn't make, or the inner one didn't make. Here we're talking about the next case in the Mishnah. Both of them made their own individual Eruv. They just didn't make a joint Eruv between them. Yeah. Well, no, it's similar. The last case was the inner one did not make an Eruv. Oh, the last case actually that we were asking, yeah, was that the inner one did not make an eruv. So we asked that must, if we're saying that it asers the outer one, according to Rav Akiva, there's no chiddush in that. And the answer is, you're right, there's not as much of a chiddush. It mentions that, and then it mentions even if each of them, yeah. So, Taima de Erva. So let's analyze. The Mishnah is saying, why is each one allowed to carry in their area? Because each one made their own Eruv. Halei Erva Shtena Suris, implying if they didn't make an Eruv, both of them are going to be Ulcer. Now, Vaha Hai Tana de Amar Regal Amoteres Eina Iseres, Regal Hasura Iseres. Now, evidently, then, the Tana of this part of the Braisa, of this part of the Mishnah, therefore holds that there's a difference between Regal Amoteres and Regal Hasura. Where they each made their own Eruv, then it's Regal Amoteres. Where the inner one didn't make an Eruv, then they're Regal Hasura. So, and who makes that distinction? So Mani. So who would accept that distinction? Mani ha. Ilema Rabbi Akiva hi. Would you say that part is according to Rabbi Akiva? No, afilu regal amoteres nami. Rabbi Akiva doesn't know of any distinction between regal hasura and regal amoteres. According to him, either way, you're not joined with the outer chotzer, then the outer chotzer is also. Nami also. Ela lav rabbanani. So evidently, that part at least has to be according to the rabbanan. The implication that we learn from that part of the Mishnah, that if one of them didn't, that there's a difference between whether each one made their own Eruv versus where one of them didn't, that implication can only work according to the Rabbanan, because according to Rabbi Akiva, that implication isn't valid. Either way, it's also. Exactly. According to Rabbi Akiva, exactly. Then, well, so Rabbi Akiva doesn't care about Regal Hasura or Regal Amoteres. But yeah, Rabbi Akiva would say, if you people of the inner Chotzer made your own Eruv, good, you can carry in your own Chotzer. But, well, again, carrying to the other Chotzer is not a question. The question is not carrying about to the other Chotzer, because that for sure, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva are going to agree. If you didn't make a joint Eruv between the two Chotzeres, you can't carry from one to the other. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is, when the people of the outer chotzer, are they going to be able to carry in their chotzer? They made themselves an eruv. They did everything they were supposed to. But Rabbi Akiva still says that because people from the inner chotzer who are not joined with them in an eruv walk through, then they spoil it. as opposed to the Chachamim say, it doesn't matter whether they joined in the Eruv or not. What matters is, did they make an Eruv of their own? So v'oid, and furthermore, the question on Rav Dimi is midasefer Rav Akiva reisha lav Rav Akiva. Also, we have to ask anyway. We have in the Mishnah clearly Rav Akiva oiser hachitzoina, and obviously Rav Akiva has to be coming to argue with what it said previously in the Mishnah. So that means the first part of the Mishnah up until that point has to not be according to Rav Akiva. So how is Rav Dimi telling somebody to say for Rav Akiva, Reisha Lav Rav Akiva? If later on in the Mishnah it says Rav Akiva Oiser Achitzoina, then obviously that has to mean up until that point you have a different Tana, you have the Chachamim who are arguing with Rav Akiva. So what are you telling me, Rav Dimi, that the whole first part of the Mishnah is according to Rav Akiva? The answer is what? The answer is Kula Rav Akiva. The answer is you could say all of it up until that point is according to Rav Akiva. V'chsuri mechsura, the Mishnah might be missing words. V'ahochi katani, it means to say like this. Now you're asking, how is the Mishnah distinguishing between the case where the inner pchotzer made an eruv versus not, whereas according to Rav Akiva there wouldn't be that distinction? We're going to say the Mishnah is implying as follows. If each one makes their own individual Eruv, then fine. They're mutter each to carry in their chotzer. But when is this talking about? Only if the inner chotzer made a daka between themselves and the outer chotzer. We talked about a daka before. We talked about it on Davan Daf Nun Tes, on Daf Samach Aleph. Rashi explains that a daka is a small doorway. So in other words, what it is they have the big doorway between themselves and the other chatzah, which is what they always use to go in and out. Like this, they created a daka, a small door for themselves. So in effect, what they're saying, we talked about before the ritva. Learns each time we're talking about a daka, the ritva learns that we're talking about not only it's a small doorway, he understands Rashi to be saying not only that it's a small doorway, but also that it faces in a different direction. So therefore, they bechlal don't have to go in and out of their door to the other one. They go in and out through this little door that they made for themselves. The surface meaning of Rashi, at least, is, and this is the way other Mephoshim explain Rashi, is that it's true they're still going to be going in and out of the outer chotzer, but by making this daka, in effect, they're saying we don't want it to be considered. We don't want to be considered that we're having drissas rishus over here. It's as if we have our own way in and out. It so happens it passes through your chotzer, but it's not really fundamentally meant as walking through your chotzer. So that would be then even Rabbi Akiva then would agree that they're not going to ruin it because they showed by that Rashi uses the expression v'suka drisas ragla mechitzona, they took away their drisas regal from the outer one. In other words, physically they are walking through, but by using the daka they're showing that they don't mean that to be considered as. We learned also before when we learned about a daka, we learned the Rambam and a couple of other Rishonim hold that a daka is a low wall or stone bench or something. So here, according to that, it would mean a similar kind of thing. They build that in front of their doorway. So again, physically, they're stepping over it and going in and out of the mavud. But by having it there, they're demonstrating we want this to be considered a separate area. So if it's a separate area, then fine. Our drissas regel doesn't answer you any more than, for example, if we have two neighboring mavoyas, let's say, and I walk into your mavoy, that doesn't answer your mavoy for you. So yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah would be implying that's a difference whether you made a daka, avaloi osa daka, but if you didn't make a daka, then even though you made an eruv in your inner chatzar, and the outer one made an eruv in their chotzer, nevertheless, chitzona asura dibre Rav Akiva. Nevertheless, Rav Akiva is going to say that the outer one is osur. Sher Rav Akiva osur es chitzona. And the reason why that is because Rav Akiva says, now we're back to the words of the Mishnah, Rav Akiva says that the outer one is going to be osur. Mepnei shedrisas haregloi sedes, because the fact that people are walking through the regular doorway, not the daka, is enough to asur. A chamam and drisas haregloi sedes, whereas a chum would say that that's not asuring. So you could say that up until that point, we are talking about Rav Akiva, and what happens when you have the case where each one made their own Eruv, and we're differentiating between that, and when the inner one didn't make an Eruv, in other words, between Regal HaAsura and Regal HaMuteres, we would say when they're Regal HaMuteres, we're talking about not only the Regal HaMuteres, but Bechlal, by building this Daka, they show that they don't mean to be considered as dependent on the outer Chatzar anymore. And therefore, the outer Chatzar can't be also by them walking through it.
Daka is
even if the daca is a small thing. So we talked about before what exactly, according to, we talked, Rashi had mentioned before that a daca is arba psachim, is arba tfachim. So it's four tfachim. Does not mean four tfachim in height. That would be very hard to go through. Does it mean maybe four tfachim in width? But again, according to Rashi, it comes out, it's almost more of a symbolic thing. Like now we're demonstrating by the existence of this daca that we don't want to be considered as being dependent on you out of chatzar anymore. So this way, yeah, this way also, yeah, if they forget, in the, yeah, exactly. Okay, fine. Masiv Rabibi Babaya, V'chamrem Andrus Seragolai Saras, where the Chum said that wouldn't be... drive it. No, I mean, the dock... Yeah, no, I mean, keep in mind, the daka is not, it's not like it's a tunnel that physically goes through the whole length of the outer chotzer. It's just a small doorway. We're just by making that small, it's not even necessarily that somebody would actually be able to walk through it. Just by making it, just they're demonstrating that they don't want to be considered members of the outer chotzer anymore. For example, here's the picture over here. So you have a big doorway that they're using to get from one chutzah to another. And then you have this tiny little daka that they built over there to demonstrate, look, we have a door of our own. The big doorway is over here. You have, yeah. And there's the little door. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
I was picturing it differently.
Okay. Okay.
I thought it was smaller. It's not...
That's what we're saying, a four tfachim. But again, what does four tfachim mean? Does it mean in height or in width? Yeah. And again, so we, yeah, okay, again, we have three different ways of understanding. Let's recap. We have three different ways of understanding what a daka is. Well, we have two ways, and then within one of them, a second way. One, Rashi's explanation always is that daka means a small doorway. So you have the surface explanation is that Rashi means next to or inside the big doorway, and they're using it instead of that. You have the Ritva's understanding of Rashi, which is it's facing in a different direction. So they're b'chlal not using, so they may physically be using the big doorway, but they have the option of using that small doorway if they want. Maybe think of it as more like a pet door or something. It's a small thing. And then you have the Rambam and other Rishonim that understand that it may, the Tosfos also discusses it earlier, that maybe it means like a low bench or a low ledge or something like that. Little pipes, I don't know if that would work. I mean, they have to be four tefachim in order to have any significance in halacha. So Mosiv Rabibi Barbaya. So Rabibi Barbaya says, though, still I have it. So far, fine. We seem to have established that we have a way of making our Mishnah, the first part of our Mishnah, all work according to Rabbi Akiva. And the result of that would be again that, as Rav Dibi says, the Chachamim would actually be saying that there's no. So in other words, we would have that Rabbi Akiva, both Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, according to Rav Dibi, would be saying there's no difference between Regal HaAsura and Regal HaMuteres. Rabbi Akiva would say they always Asur the other one if they didn't join an Eruv with them, and the Chachamim would be saying they never do, even if they themselves didn't make their own Eruv. But Mosir Rabibi Barbaya, but Rabibi Barbaya says, though I have a contradiction to that from the Mishnah. By the way, we mentioned before, we always say Rabibi, everybody always says Rabibi Barbaya. The Shalach Kodesh points out that the name maybe is properly supposed to be pronounced Bevai, which is a name that you find in Sefer Ezra and Sefer Nehemiah. Anyway. So he asks like this: the Mishnah finished off the imhoyu shal yachidim ein strichim arev. We said that if each chotzer has a yachid in it, then they don't need to make an eruv because one person in a chotzer doesn't need an eruv, and they don't need to join together for an eruv. So the implication is if one or the other of those chatzeres belong to Rabbim, if one or the other of those chatzeres had two people, then srichim arev. So there you have a clear distinction between whether they're regal ha'asura or regal ha'muteres, because if there's only one person, only because there's one person in the inner, only because there's one person in the inner chotzer, and he's regal hamuteres because he's allowed to carry in his own chotzer. Only because of that are we saying he doesn't have to join with the outer chotzer in an eruv, implying. But if there were two people there, they would need to. Otherwise, they're going to asur the outer one. Why? Because they're regal hasura. So you see, there's a distinction between regal hasura and regal hamuteres. Shabbos, which is not like Rav Dimi would be saying. Nobody holds of such a distinction. He's saying Rav Akiva doesn't hold of it. He says either way it's also. The Chum don't hold of it. Either way it's mutter. Here we see in the Mishnah clearly there's a distinction between Regal HaAsura and Regal HaMutaris. V'oid Mosiv Ravina. Furthermore, Ravina points out another contradiction. We said in the Mishnah, Shachach Echem and Achatzayin of Alei Erev, if somebody from the outer chotzer forgot to join in the Eruv, we said the inner chotzer is still mutter to carry in their area because they made themselves an Eruv and it's located in their chotzer. But the outer one, the outer one is Osir. And on the other hand, if somebody from the inner chotzer forgot and didn't join in the Eruv, then both of them are Osir, implying again, Both completely also, yeah, because you have, again, we were assuming all this time, and this is a problem with Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi is understanding that there's no such thing as a difference between Regal HaAsura and Regal HaMoteres. But here we see there is a difference. The outer chotzer is the inner chotzer is also to carry in their area because they didn't make an Eruv, they didn't make an Eruv, but somebody forgot to join in their Eruv, which amounts to the same thing. If you forgot to join in the Eruv, then you don't have an Eruv. Therefore, when they walk through the outer chotzer, they're going to answer it because that's Regular Asura is going to answer. On the other hand, the implication is time of the Shachach, only because somebody forgot to join in the Eruv, Holo Shachach Shtein Mataris, implying if nobody forgot and they made separate Eruvin, in the inner one and the outer one separately, Shtein Mataris, then both of them are Mutter to carry. Alma regular moteris ena eseres regular Asura eseres. So we see there is a Tana in the Mishnah who holds of that distinction between regal HaAsura and regal HaMoteres. So what are you telling me that neither the Chachamim nor Rabbi Akiva hold of such a distinction?
Someone has to hold
that there's a difference between regal HaAsura and regal HaMoteres. Otherwise, the dinim in the Mishnah don't work out. So what we're saying is, it depends. The way you could, if we say there's a difference between regal HaAsura and regal HaMoteres, then what it means is like this. You have to look at, are the people in the inner chotzer allowed to carry in their chotzer? If you have only one person, then of course he's allowed to carry there. There's nobody for him to make an Eruv with. If there are two or more people, did they make an Eruv? And did everybody participate in the Eruv? Or did somebody forget? If they made an Eruv and nobody forgot, then good. Then they're regal HaMoteres, and the Mishnah is implying that they're not Asur in the outer one. If they didn't make an Eruv, or they did make an Eruv, but one person forgot to join in with it, which also spoils the Eruv, either way, then they're regal HaAsura. Yeah. So therefore, it can't work out Rav Dimi's understanding. Elaki also Ravan Amr Rav Yanai. So rather, when Ravan came from Eretz Yisrael, he also said in the name of Rav Yanai. First we had Rav Dimi in the name of Rav Yanai. Now we have Ravan also saying in the name of Rav Yanai. We find in many places in Shas you had that, where there was usually a seder of things. The Chachamim, you had Chachamim always traveling between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel to report to each one what they're learning in the other place. So Rav Dimi, the usual way we find in the Gemara is Rav Dimi would come first, and later on Ravan would come. And Ravan would clarify anything that was left open or anything that was left uncertain by what Rav Dimi had said. So here, so they are. I mean, they're both Talmidim of Rav Yanai, but they're both Talmidim or Talmidim of Talmidim of Rav Yanai. I mean, both of them actually, Rav Dimi and Ravan, are both Talmidim of Rav Yechanan, who in turn was a Talmud of Rav Yanai. But whatever. So they're not. Yeah. So. No, this is different Rav Dimi. No. Yeah,
I was thinking it's okay, but
yeah. Yeah, anyway. Okay, so when Ravan came, he clarified in the name of Rav Yanai, not like Rav Dimi said that there were only two opinions over here, but Gimel Machloikas Badover. There are three different opinions over here in our Mishnah. Tanakama Sava Regal HaMoteres Eino Iseres Regal HaAsura Iseres. The Tanakama holds there is the difference whether it's regal HaAsura or regal HaMoteres. So now we don't need to go into all the doichak that we did before in the Mishnah with the chasuri mechsura and all that. All the part in the Mishnah up until zumuteres b'fnei atzma is according to those first chachamim. So it depends whether it's regal HaAsura or regal HaMoteres. Whether you made an valid eruv or you didn't, right? Rabbi Akiva sava for the regal HaMoteres Aiseres. Rabbi Akiva then would say that even if you're mutter to carry in your chotzer, you're still aser in the outer chotzer when you walk through it because you didn't join in an eruv together with them. V'rabbanan basroi savri, the last rabbanan in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah continues, v'chachamim omim ein drisa saregoloi sarta, not like Rav Dimi is thinking that that's the chachamim of before, not like Rav Dimi is thinking that now we first have the opinion of the chachamim, and up until now we had Rabbi Akiva. No, this is a different set of chachamim, and they say, k'shem shir regol moteres eino iseres, kach regol ha'asura eino iseres, that neither a regol ha'asura nor a regol ha'moteres asers. So that would be a third opinion. So according to that opinion, even if they didn't make a joint one, even if the inner one did not make an Eruv, just the fact that you have an outer one that made an Eruv is good enough. The outer one can carry in their chatzar. They're the most makel, right? Rabbi Akiva is the most machmir. The Rabbanan Basroi are the most makel, and the Chum earlier in the Mishnah are taking a middle ground. It depends whether they're regal hasura or regal hamuteris. And then Rabbanan, exactly, right. Yeah.
But different Rabbanan.
Different Rabbanan, right.
Rabbanan A, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbanan B.
Yeah. Okay. And then also we don't need to say that the inner one made a daka or anything like that, because again, once you understand it, it's not so confusing. Okay, that's how the Gemara does it. Yes, it takes time. That's the lahagdol toro, lahadira. Now we understand the Mishnah. Now we understand the Mishnah itself much more clearly. Okay. Yeah, and then afterwards it's glatt, and we don't need to do any of that. Yeah. Okay. Then Mishnah had said nosnu eruvan b'makom echad v'shochach echad b'minat pnimis v'chola. We said if the two chatzeres jointly made an eruv and they placed their eruv in makom echad and somebody forgot to join in the eruv, whether from the inner or the outer chatzer, then we said in the Mishnah that it's no good. Both of them are also. So my makom echad. So what is this makom echad where they placed it? So. There exists Eruv food, but somebody forgot to join in the Eruv, and therefore you have a problem. So the Gemara says, Simen chitzona atzma v'yisichidor ravina d'loy mashkech b'fnim. This Simen actually belongs earlier on the Amud. This Simen belongs at earlier, after we had Rav Dimi's understanding of the Mishnah, and the Gemara went through a whole series of questions on Rav Dimi. This is a Simen for keywords from each of those questions. So it belongs about 20 or 25 lines earlier on the Amud. It's a good question. I guess the copyists maybe
had no idea what it meant.
Either the copyists had no idea what they meant, so just stuck it in anywhere. It could also be, you could imagine that, for example, in some Ksaviyat of the Gemara, maybe somebody forgot to put it in where it was supposed to go. He put it in as a marginal note at the bottom of the page, and then somebody else who copied didn't realize that it belongs earlier and just copied it right there at the bottom. Okay, whatever. Yeah. Okay, whatever. I've mentioned before a sefer called Lamnatseach LeDavid from Reb David Pardo, one of the great Sfardish Rabbanim from the time of the Achronim. So he wrote a lot of Sfarim on various subjects. B'chlal, you have a number of Sfardish Rabbanim in those days who were very voluminous writers. You have him in the generation in the same generation. You have the Chida. Both of them wrote a couple of dozen Sfarim. Anyway. Volume means a lot. So volume. Anyway, so this Reb David Pardo wrote a lot of Sfarim, one of them called Lamnatseach LeDavid, which is various Chidushim on Shas. In the back of it, he goes through all of the Simonim in Shas and explains on a deeper level what they mean. So here he goes through this one. So here he goes through this one and he explains in brief that yeah, bayis yichida says, talking about bayis yichida, being alone in a house, has to do with klippus and the klippa of forgetting in particular. The Gemara says elsewhere that if a person sleeps alone in a house, that he can be attacked by shadim. So therefore, he says the Gemara over here is hinting at the fact, as long as the Torah was chitzona, that it wasn't written down, then there was the Torah Shabbat Peh, then there was a danger of a bayis yichida that the klippus may cause you to forget it. So what happens? Ravina wanted delay mashkach, that it shouldn't be forgotten. Therefore, b'fnim, therefore he, together with Ravashi, brought the Gemara inside, wrote it down inside, so that we don't forget it. So, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. So, getting back to the question, what is this Mokem Echad? So, Rav Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, it means Chitzoyna. It means the case is where the two of them joined in an Eruv together and they place the food in the outer Chotzer. And then we're saying, if either one from the inner or the outer Chotzer forgot and joined in the Eruv, then it spoils the Eruv and nobody can carry anywhere. That's what we're going to deal with on Amud Beis, whether you can be Mevatel Rishus. Umay Koru La Mokam Echad. So why do we call it Mokam Echad? Because why not just say the outer Chatzer? Because it means Mokam Amiyuchad L'Shtehen. It means a place which is miyuchad, which is designated for both of them. The inner chatzar has rights in the outer chatzar because they have the right to walk through. The outer chatzar, of course, it's their own chatzar. So therefore, this is the place where they place the eruv, where both of them have rishus over it. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learn like that in the Braisa also. Nosnu Eruvan Bechitzoina, the Braisa says if they place their Eruv in the outer Chotzer, and here the Braisa clearly spells out that it means the outer Chotzer, the Shachach Echad, Bein Min HaChitzoina or Bein Min HaPnimis, somebody from the inner or the outer Chotzer forgot, Veloy Eruv and didn't join in the Eruv, Shtei and Asuris, then both of them are Osir. On the other hand, Nosnu Eruvan Bechitzoina, on the other hand, if they place the Eruv food in the inner Chotzer, so now if somebody from the inner chatzar forgets to join in the Eruv, also stay in Asuras, then also both of them are also, because now you don't have a valid Eruv because you have somebody didn't join in with it. But and not just that you don't, not so much that you don't have a valid Eruv, the point is rather that now the inner chatzar is regal ha'asura because they're not allowed to carry in their chatzar because they have an Eruv, just somebody forgot. But the point is, it doesn't count as an Eruv. They're not allowed to carry in their area. And we're back to, we said, according to the first Chachamim in the Mishnah, Regal HaAsura Oysera. So therefore, they're going to ask for the outer Chatzar as well. They use the outer Chatzar. They're walking in out here. Also, if somebody from the outer Chatzar forgot to join in the Eruv, then also both of them are going to be also Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is what Rabbi Akiva says. Because it's somebody from the outer chotzer forgot, and the eruv food is in the inner chotzer. Nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva is still saying that the inner chotzer is going to be also to carry. I lechora why the inner chotzer should be mutter since they themselves made the eruv. That we're going to talk about soon. Vacham say no. In that particular case, the inner chotzer will still be mutter to carry, because after all, everybody in that chotzer joined in the eruv and they have the food with them. The chitzona asura, the outer one, is going to be awesome. So let's figure that out. Amalei Rabba Bachanan LaAbaya, my shna l'rabbanan da'amri pnimus muteres. Now, why is saying according to the chachamim, the inner one in that case would be mutter. But pashtus, the reason is mishum de ochta dosha umishtamsha, because what they can do is they can say, we're going to close the door between us and you. Fine, you guys, somebody in your chotzer forgot to join in the eruv. He's ruining things for you. We don't want him to ruin things for us as well. We're going to close the door. We have the eruv food by us. So good. Then the door is closed. We have now, we're an independent chotzer for this Shabbos, and therefore we should still be mutter to carry in our area. How, practically speaking, I guess, again, the same way as we said before, they build a daka, and that demonstrates that they don't want to be considered as people of the chatzar achitzon, even though physically they are going through. You could say the same thing over here. They keep the door closed, and they only open it when they need to go in and out or whatever. The question is, why doesn't that work according to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva nami teichad dosha v'tishtamish. Why don't we say by the same logic according to Rabbi Akiva, they should do that? So why should Rabbi Akiva say that if the outer chotzer doesn't have a valid eruv, that if the outer chotzer messed up by somebody forgetting to join in the eruv, that the inner one, why should the inner one be osur? The answer is, omalei. No, forget about, we said according to Rabbi Akiva, if they have a daka that's mutter, so that's the question over here. So now, why, if the Eruv is in the inner chotzer, the outer chotzer forgot to join in, why can't they say, we'll close off the door and then we're going to use it? The answer is, Amalei Eruv Margila. The answer is that according to Rabbi Akiva, we say, the fact that the food is in the inner chotzer makes it that people from the outer chotzer are more likely to come into the inner chotzer. In other words, the whole idea of the Eruv is that it's considered you live where your food is. So if the food from this joint Eruv between the two Chatzeres is located in the inner Chatzer, that gives reason for the people of the outer Chatzer to come into the inner Chatzer. They have a certain bilos over there. Well, then if they have a certain bilos, we can't say we're going to close the door. That takes away the effect of the Eruv, right? The question is, L'rabbanan nami Eruv Magila. And according to the Chachamim, we wouldn't say that logic. You would also say Eruv Magila. The answer is the Amr Allah. The answer is the people, according to the Chachamim, the people of the inner Chatzar can say to the outer Chatzar, V'takuni shitavticha v'loy la'avsi. I joined you in my eruv in order to make things better, not to mess things up for me. If the result of you being part of my eruv, and the eruv is by me in my chotzer, and the result of you joining into it is to mess things up because somebody in your place was a shlamazel and forgot to join in, then we want to just close the door and we want to break that partnership and just consider this to be our own eruv. The same idea, by the way, that in Maseres Shas refers to, you have the expression in Kedushin in many places in Shas, that when you're making somebody else, Shidarticha means I sent you. When you send a Shliach, for example, the din is if the Shliach messes things up, then you can tell him that I didn't make you a Shliach in order to mess things up for me. So here we're using a similar logic as far as the Shituf or the Eruv. So the question is, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have that same svara. Why, according to Rabbi Akiva, should the inner chotzer be osur because some guy in the outer chotzer forgot to join in the eruv? The answer is because Rabbi Akiva says, yes, the outer chotzer can say, you're right, we messed up, somebody forgot to join in our eruv, we'll fix it up, we'll be mevatel rishus to you. Therefore, our forgetting to join in the eruv is not going to mess things up for you. The Rabbanan answer to that, no, ein bitur reshus mechotzer lechotzer. They say that's not going to help. The people in the outer chotzer, they can be mevatel reshus to each other within their chotzer. You can't be mevatel reshus from one chotzer to another. So therefore, if they forgot to join in the Eruv, then they're stuck for the rest of Shabbos. So now the inner chotzer has the right to say, I don't want that. Therefore, we're closing off the door and we're making ourselves our own separate unit for Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Lema Shmuel v'Rabbi Yechon plukta d'Rabbanan v'Rabbi Akiva k'miflegi. Would that mean then that Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonon, who argued, we had last week, whether you can be mevatel reshus mechotzer lechotzer, would we have to say then plukta d'Rabbanan v'Rabbi Akiva k'miflegi? Does that mean that they're arguing in the same machloikas of the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva? Which, first of all, that would help tell us who the halacha is like, because we know in a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, the halacha is like the Chachamim. If we say that the Shmuel Amar Kerabbanan and Rabbi Yechanan and Amar Kerabbi Akiva, it would mean Shmuel comes out like the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yechanan would come out like Rabbi Akiva. We know the halacha is like the Rabbanan. That would mean that in that case over there, the halacha would have to be like Shmuel. Ein mevatn reshus mechotzer lechotzer. First of all, that breaks the usual rule that when we have a machlokas Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. But also, there was the question, why would the Amoraim have to be arguing on the same exact point that Tanoim argued on? They know what the Tanoim said. So the Gemara says no. Amalach Shmuel, the answer is no. Shmuel can tell you, Anod Amri Afilu L'Rabbi Akiva. What I'm saying, that Ein Bitur Roshos Mechotzer L'Chotzer, would work even according to Rabbi Akiva of our case. Because Ad Kan, like Ka'amar Rabbi Akiva Hocha, you know why Rabbi Akiva is saying over here, that you can't be mevatel reshus from the outer chotzer to the inner chotzer, ela b'shtei chatzeres zulefnim mizu, only when you have, oh, actually, Rabbi Akiva is saying over here that you could be mevatel reshus mechotzer lechotzer. You know why? Because over here, because it's shtei chatzeres zulefnim mizu, it's two chatzeres, one further back than the other one, the asra and hadadi. If we don't allow bitur reshus, then in a case like this, one of them is going to mess up the other, in exactly the case we talked about, where they have the eruv in the inner chotzer and somebody from the outer chotzer forgot, and then you're going to have the inner chotzer is going to be also to carry unless they close the door. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, in that case, to prevent the people from the outer chotzer from messing up the inner chotzer and not having to make it, that they have to close the door, in order to avoid that, we'll allow bitur reshus. Aval, hosam, mika asrin adadi, but the case, and the point is, here you have this matter of hergel eruv. Here you have this matter because the eruv food is there. Therefore they're more likely to come in there. But Shmuel says, well, they chipped in together. Aval hosam mika asrin hadadi. The case that Shmuel was talking about, where you can't be mevatel reshus mechotzer lechotzer, is where you have two chatzeres. Each one is independent. Each one can go in and out of the mavri and out of reshus adam on their own without passing through the other one. The case was you had a situation where on Shabbos you want to be able to carry from one to the other. For example, we had the case of the Shabbos brisin back on Daf Samach Zayin Samach Ches. We had Shabbos brisin and they needed to bring hot water from one chatzar to another. So then Shmuel would say they're not assuring on each other. Each one is fully allowed to carry in their chatzar. There's no way that one of them not joining in an Eruv is going to cause any problems for the other one. It's only now you want a new thing, you want to be able to carry from one to the other. So even Rabbi Akiva wouldn't necessarily agree that you could do Bitur Rishus in such a case. Where Bitur Rishus will allow you to carry in your own chatzar, then yeah, but not where not. Yeah, not where it's two chatzeres next to each other. Meanwhile, Rabbi Yechanan can say that what he says, that you can be mivvata rishus, would even work from chatzar to chatzar, would work even according to the Rabbanon. Even according to the Rabbanon, who say over here that you can't be mivvata rishus, because ad kan l'ka'amri Rabbanon hocha ela da'amrila, the reason why the Rabbanon say over here that you can't be mivvata rishus is because the inner chatzar can say to the outer chatzar, ad mevatlessly, yeah, okay, you could be mevatel, but until you're mevatel, a ka'asrat eloi, you're answering to me. In other words, in the case of two chatzeres next to each other, if they're not mevatel rishus one to another, no problem. Each one is still completely able to carry in theirs. One not joining with the other one doesn't mess up the other one. Therefore, we can say that, no, if you have two chatzeres next to each other, then for sure there's no problem. Each one is allowed to carry in their own. In their own, yeah, that's what we're saying. It's only a problem. It's only a question if we want to carry from one to the other. So Rabbi Yochanan would say that the Chachamim are saying over here, you know what? Fine, yeah, sure, you could do bittul, but meanwhile, until you do the bittul, you're answering to me. So therefore, I don't need you. I don't need your bittul. Don't do me any favors that you're going to say, yeah, I messed up, but I'm going to be mevatel. I don't want you around here in the first place. We're going to close the door. We're going to close the door and make ourselves our own rishus for Shabbos. Let me do shachvalei mo'uktzach. Yeah, I don't want you, your honey. I don't want you sting. Yeah, yeah. Rashi says dal ant v'dal bitulach. Take away yourself. Take away your bittul. I don't need you. I don't need your bittul. Just yeah. Don't aser on me in the first place, and then say I'm going to fix it up by doing bittul. In that case, where you have two chatzeres next to each other, neither one is asering the other one. There's no reason to say such a svara that I don't need your bittul. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan could say, the Chachamim would say, in that case, bittul rishus would work. Okay. We said in the Mishnah that if each chotzer belongs to a yochid, then we said they don't have to make an eruv. Because again, each one is a regal hamuteres, each one is allowed to carry in their area. Because each one is allowed to carry in their area, obviously there's no one to make an eruv with, and like the Chachamim say, there's no problem then because they're not asering in the next chatzar over. So Omer Rabbi Yosef, Toni Rebbe. So Rabbi Yosef says Rebbe taught a brisa that says Hoyu Gimel Asurin. If there were three people in the two chatzeres, then it's usur, and that means whether you have two in the inner chatzar and one in the outer chatzar, or the other way around. So Rashi explains, if you have two in the inner chotzer, obviously they have to make an eruv, otherwise they're regular asura. Even if you only have two in the outer chotzer, Rabbi Yosef is saying, Rebbe would say in a brisa, you still need to have the two of them to make an eruv, otherwise it creates a problem, because you make a gzera, because otherwise people may confuse the case where there are two in the outer chotzer with the case where there are two in the inner chotzer. However, Amalahu Rabbivi or Rabbevai, Loy Tetzisule. However, Rabbivi says to the other Chachamim, don't listen to what Rabbi Yosef is teaching in a Brais, is teaching. It's not a Brais from Rabbi. Ana Amrita Nihala. I'm the one who told this to Rabbi Yosef. So I actually told him not as a brisa, but as a statement of Amiroim in the name of Rabbi Adar Bar Ava. And the reason it doesn't work, Hoyovani Korabahan Rabim Bechitsoina. The reason is because, again, since you have two people in the chetzona, you might confuse it with the case where you have rabbim in the inner one. So because of that, we're going to say that only if you have one and one, only then do you not need an eruv. But if you have one and then two in the outer chotzer, then those two still need to make an eruv between them. Otherwise, we're going to have a problem. Omer of Yosef. So when Rabbi Yosef heard that, he says, "More d'Avram, master of Avram." Like we would say now, it is Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbim b'Rebbe ichalafli. I must have confused the word Rabbim with the word Rebbe. We know, of course, Rashi mentions that Rabbi Yosef had gotten sick and forgot his learning. So now we have him all over in Shas. We had just yesterday where Abaya has to remind him. So here it was something else. Here it was that Rabbi Yosef is saying, when I forgot what I had learned while I was sick, and then now I got better, and then I started learning, I remembered that there was something in connection with this din where the word rabbim was mentioned, and I confused it with the word rabbi and thought mistakenly that this is a braisa attributed to Rebbe. Yeah. So that's one opinion. So that's sort of Adaba Abba's opinion, that it doesn't matter whether as long as you have two people in one of the chatzeres, then they need to make an eruv. Tosfos points out, if you have two people in the inner chatzer, then they make an eruv, we're going to make a gzera that people may confuse it with the case where they didn't make an eruv and say that it should be osir, because it's easy enough to we only make such gzeras, Tosfos says, between one versus two. We don't make a gzera if they made an eruv that we might confuse it with the case where they didn't make the eruv. If you have two people living in the outer chotzer and you have one person living in the inner chotzer, the problem is people are apt to think, look, the outer chotzer has two people. The inner chotzer, which we don't see from the street, probably has two people as well. And they didn't make an eruv, and then therefore you're going to have a problem. So therefore, we're going to say that the outer two have to make an eruv. Otherwise there's going to be a problem and you're not going to be able to carry over here. Even the inner chotzer in that case is not going to be able to carry. So that was Rav Adar Bar Abba. Or Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, no, la'olam mutaris, they're always mutar, ad shiu shnayim epnimis ve'echa b'chatzayna. Unless you have two in the inner chatzar, where then, if they don't make an eruv, they're regal ha'asura, and one in the outer chatzar, that's where you have the problem. But if you have one in the inner chatzar, where he can never be regal ha'asura, because he's always mutar to carry in his area, then we don't care how many there are in the chatzayna. Obviously, if the outer ones don't make an eruv, they're going to be also to carry in their area, but that's never going to affect the pnimis, as opposed to the Adar Bar Abba, who says that it would. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar says in this connection, the nachri harehu karabin. Now, if you have a goy living there, then it counts as the equivalent of rabin. So if you have a goy living in the outer chotzer, in the inner chotzer, and two Jews living in the outer chotzer, then they have to do schiras rishus. Now, Rashi points out, obviously this is not according to Rav Adar Bar Abba. According to Rav Adar Bar Abba, you don't even have to mention a goy. If it was Yisrael also, then you're going to have a problem. So it has to be that this din that Rabbi Elazar is saying is according to Shmuel. So Shmuel, who's saying that if there's one yid in the inner chotzer and two in the outer chotzer, then it's mutter. Rabbi Elazar says, within that though, if in the inner chotzer it's not a yid but a goy, then you need to do schiras rishus from him. So the question is, maishno yisrael delay also. So what's the difference? Why are we saying that? If there's a yisrael there, there's not a problem. Deloy also, he's not asking in the outer chotzer, and the reason for that, according to Shmuel, is demanda yoda yoda. Whoever knows that there's only one person there, then he knows, and in that case, an eruv is not relevant. Umandala yoda sava eruvi eruv. Whoever doesn't know, anybody who thinks there might be more than one person living in that inner chotzer is going to figure they made an eruv. So by the same logic, nachri nami, I mean in the yoda yoda. Why don't we say the same thing if a goy is there? Anyone who knows that there's only one goy there. Then they know it's not a problem. He's living by himself in a chotzer, so there's no reason to. So you shouldn't need schiras rishus. And anybody who doesn't know is going to think, okay, well, maybe there's a goy and Jews living there as well. But fine, they probably did schiras rishus. Why don't we say the same thing? So why do we say that if there's one goy there, you have to do schiras rishus from him? The people of the outer chotzer have to do schiras rishus from him. Otherwise, it's going to be answer. The answer is, the Gemara says, "No stam nachri isa de oger mifapoi." Because stam a goy, if he is maskir rishus, he's going to call out about it. Mifapoi literally means he's going to scream out about it. But in other words, like, he makes a big deal out of it. So if he's maskir rishus, everybody knows about it. So the fact that he doesn't go telling everybody about how he was maskil rishus to these Jews means, therefore, that obviously they didn't do schiras rishus. So therefore, people are going to think, wait a second, we know there's a goy living in that chatzar. They don't know he's living there alone. As far as we know, he lives there with Jews as well. He's not talking about schiras rishus, so obviously no schiras rishus was done. And therefore, obviously, walking through the chatzar, drisas a regal, him walking through the outer chatzar doesn't create a problem. And of course, it does create a problem because it's regal ha'asura. They might even think that an eruv within the chatzar itself helps without schiras rishus. So for that reason, if there's a goy there, then we act as though there are rabbim, and that means the outer chatzar has to do schiras rishus from him and then make the eruv.
As soon as you see a non-Jew, he's always telling you how he's helping the Jews.
He's like, yeah.
I turned this guy's air conditioning on. You know,
that's a very.
That's
a very good point. Let me repeat that for Avraham Moshe's benefit. It's true. When you have a yid helps a goy, for example, when a goy helps a yid, for example, a Shabbos goy or whatever, he's likely to go tell about it afterwards to his friends. Yeah, you know, I helped this Jew. I whatever. Yeah, they make a big deal out of it because yeah, it's something unusual for them. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we'll continue. We'll continue on Shabbos Bez Hashem with a new topic. I'm doing it. Yeah, we'll finish the Perek tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and we will also have some interesting mathematical discussion in the Gemara tomorrow about some math, and some geometry. So the plan is, I guess, we'll learn. Let's do tomorrow, I guess, at 4:30. Four 4:45 actually. We can still stick with 4:45, I think. So 4:45 tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and if
move it up and up. Right after.
No.